Lieutenant Caleb Collier says...
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, saying good morning comes from white slave owners mocking black slaves.
And Pastor Mark Driscoll pushes back on Jezebel's spirit at a men's conference.
Plus, are you gender seasonal? Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
And the only podcast you're going to find, because you can't find them out there anywhere, especially on Fox News or anything that's remotely, you know, I don't know, not mainstream, covering faith and politics. And of course, Jesus in the middle, refereeing.
We got a great show today. Before we get to it, head on over to churchandstate.media and download the shows and share them with every single person you know. Come on. Let's do like a campaign of that. Just share. Share our shows on Facebook, Rumble, Twitter X, all the different platforms.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one to share. We're gonna
have fun. We're in a mood. We just got off in that episode with Clay Clark, and it was wild. So anyway, you can also take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And since we are going to be discussing some very dark subjects today, some weird subjects, you're going to need to be able to sleep well. And the only way to do that is to ensure that you're sleeping on a MyPillow with MyPillow sheets. And when you get up in the morning and take that shower to just snap you out of things, you're drying off with a MyPillow towel.
And then we're coming into summer. Some Giza sheets would be awesome because they, you know,
they're dude, cool.
I'm a sweater. Like I sweat unless I have some heat balance.
Things,
1 foot out.
Things I didn't need out. To know. Oh, I'm yeah. deleting this For image 1, from my memory bank immediately.
Get some Giza sheets.
Use that promo code.
Support a patriot.
Yeah, use that promo code Church and State.
Go. I gotta remind everyone, every time we talk about, you know, Church and State and MyPillow, when we go to Detroit, which it's getting close, man.
Yeah.
We're going to what could be the last ever Reawaken America tour stop, which is Detroit, Michigan, the home of really cool cars and all that. Clay's going to have us there. And dude, you and me, I've promised myself, we're going to have a pillow fight with Mike Lindell. And I'm going to get slow-mo footage of him hitting us in the face. And I want to see if he'll let us swing one at his face as well. I don't think he will, but maybe slow-mo footage.
Are you and I going to hit each other too?
Whatever Chris orchestrates is good shots. We're doing.
Okay.
Like a Neo Matrix one where I duck back like this.
I'm going to put some bricks in my pillow if I'm hitting you.
Like come back up slowly.
Anyway, you can also just donate specifically to us at churchandstate.media. Hit that donate button. That keeps us on the American Christian Network. And lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. Now, Gabe, you and I have been watching the LGBTQ plus weird, all these two S's.
Furries.
Just odd. Yeah, they just keep coming out with new and new things.
What's the name of the Valerians or what are they called?
Therions.
Therions.
Yeah, they're getting very, very creative in their sin.
They are creative.
Yeah, well, we've got a new one for you, which I'm sure most of the audience hasn't heard of. But look at this pillar of society. She looks like a lot of fun, doesn't she?
I think she would be offended you're calling her she. Like, I think she goes by Zay or Zim. So
that's probably true, but I'm pretty sure that's a female.
I like
female.
Her bangs. It looks like she cut them maybe with a weed eater.
I'm pretty sure she did that to herself, yeah. But just listen to her explanation of the newest.
This is a new thing.
Newest.
Thank you for finding
identity.
This, Caleb. I want to stay up to date. I want to stay hip and current with all the LGBTQ PLVD
alphabet.
Back and slash forth.
Oh, fifth, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, we need symbols now to come into this. All right, Chris, go ahead and
Did
play
you
that.
Did you know, however, there is a gender identity that is linked to the seasons? This is called gender season. And this is a gender identity I've only just learned about. It's a micro-identity. It's not an identity that I have ever heard discussed before. It's a new one for me. Gender season is an individual who explores their gender identity in relation to a season or all the seasons. So this might be somebody whose gender expression and identity is linked to one season. So for example, winter. Or this might be somebody whose gender identity and expression changes depending on the season. Did you know,
okay,
however,
so,
there is a gender identity?
I'd like to
watch the whole thing?
No, that's it. It's over.
Okay.
They already have a flag.
Can I just first do this?
They, Yeah.
You just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's a window.
Everyone in this room is now...
is now dumber.
Yes.
Yeah, because of this woman and this gender season.
Well, it's not her. It's a whole
But I would like to point out, they already have a flag. I mean, as soon as they come out with these things, they come up with a flag. So there's all these new flags that we all get confused
about. The season people have
For the gender season.
Just that season.
That's what it showed on that.
So can you define what this is? So you can be at spring straight.
Yeah.
Summer,
so
straight.
Summer, but maybe
fall, you're still straight. But at
winter time, all of a sudden, like maybe you, Gabe, with your long hair now,
masculinity.
You go into a male hibernation.
That was too much.
I'm sorry.
You cross the line.
I'm sorry, but
you just cross the line. I'm gonna kick your A.
But maybe during winter time, you really like to start watching some Hallmark movies.
I do like Hallmark
cuddling
movies
on
with
the
my
couch
wife.
And you know that kind of thing. So maybe you're gender seasonal and you become a woman during the winter months.
So at said time, will it be okay for me to use Kotex tampons?
Absolutely.
And then also,
it's a free for all.
Wait, I don't want to offend any women, but at this point, also, can I wear my wife's pink sweats that she has nominated from Victoria's Secret? You know, remember the pink brand?
You can wear anything
those
can
be
you
period
want.
Sweats. Can I wear the period sweats? Man, I'm offending
this
a lot of people.
Is going
I'm sorry. I blame Clay Clark. This is what they're saying you can do, though. This is where we're at.
And this is why you offend more people than I do. But
yes,
I think I've realized that she's onto something, though, Gabe. Because during the winter months, I think I'm actually a gender seasonal Therion because I want to fly south for the winter.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think I get it now.
Oh, okay.
Right? And for the audience that forgot, Therion is half human, half animal. So I could be a bird.
When summer comes back or fall, or excuse me, spring, you can change.
Right back to who I was, to the people or to the person that everyone loves on this show.
And that to them, that's not a flip.
He let that one go.
I won't even acknowledge it. You can go back and forth and they don't charge you because being straight, of course, as we've played the game, you know, what was the game that we played?
Wokelandia.
Yeah, Wokelandia. Once you go to the other side, you get all kinds of bonus points. So you can flip back.
Yeah, at any time. Whenever it benefits you. By the way, I actually got to spend some time with the creator of Wokelandia this week.
Oh, we got to have him in person.
We're bringing him on.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we might even play the game with him.
And to all you women out there who are offended at what I just said, my apologies.
He doesn't mean it. All right. Talking about stupid things, let's talk about 52% of Washington residents are in favor of banning cars. Aren't you proud to live here? When you read a story like this, doesn't this make you see that Washington State is so progressive and we can be proud of it?
Did they get anybody on the poll from over here on the actual normal side of the state?
Probably not. But it is interesting, Gabe, because when you get into the article and you're actually reading through this thing, there's talk, of course, of banning gas-powered vehicles, and they want to do that. And now they're looking at banning natural gas in Washington State as well. That'll go over very, very well.
Have you seen this video of a little kid? We're going to be all over the place today, and just accept it. Okay, just accept it. I'm going to have Chris maybe find it. There's a video of this little kid who's at a car show. He's probably about 5 or 6, and it's all electric cars. And he's literally saying to his dad, "I hate electric cars." And he's really bummed out, and he's like sulking, and he's like, you know, the dad's like, "Honey, but we came to see these." And this kid like, "But I hate electric cars. I want loud cars." Dude, that kid represents my spirit animal. Continue.
Amen. So the survey unveils that Americans are open to the idea of car bans or carpooling with strangers for cleaner air. Let's just pause right there. This sounds like the plot line of a serial killer movie.
Okay.
Right? Isn't this just great? Like, I don't know you from Adam, Gabe, but you seem pretty cool. Let's carpool together.
Right.
Sound safe?
Not really.
No.
Not in today's world.
Yeah.
Especially if you live on the West Side.
Yes. But the survey also unveils that Americans, their principles change because it also shows that they'd be willing to move to cities that are have more pollution for a higher paycheck.
Okay.
Oh, so these same people that want to ban the cars,
they'll move
because they want
for
the
a few more bucks.
Yeah, exactly. But if they're going to make more money in their pocket, you know what? I'll live in Mexico City if I get more money. Right? Isn't that interesting? Hmm. So, yeah, what it shows in this article, and this is really what I want to convey, and then we can move on, is these progressives who think they're so principled, when it comes right down to it, it's all about the dollar.
All about the buck.
Yeah. If they can make more money, they'll live in the most polluted area in the world just so long as they're living comfortably.
Well, do you know what my response will be to Jay Inslee or Turd Ferguson if they tell me I can't drive a car anymore?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Chris, that's a good one. I just, what will push people over the edge? We thought it would be firearms, and Washington State had all of, you can't purchase a firearm anymore.
No, the courts might be fighting that one.
They didn't take the ones that you have, but I don't know, maybe when they take your cars. I know for sure, the thing when they started coming after coffee, oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I could just see one of these liberal, gender seasonal people coming over to our side and saying, you can take my Subaru Outback from my cold, dead hands. That's right. All right, let's move on over to another thing that you and I have talked about on the show quite a bit, Gabe, because why in anyone in their right mind would take a cotton swab, rub it on their cheek, and then send it to an organization?
Taking your own DNA.
Taking your DNA, which, database. By the way, has been hacked on multiple occasions, and they've actually found people, criminals, and so the people who argue for greater security would say this is a good thing, but they've found actual killers from DNA swabs. So why you would send that into a database is beyond me. But I wanted to play this little video here because this is interesting.
Because it might not be their only genetic code, just unique to them. Just,
yeah. Yeah, but it might not be everything it's cracked up to be. So, Chris, go ahead and play that video for us.
I wanted to see what would happen if I sent my pet lizard DNA into 23andMe. And so with the help of my wife, we extracted enough saliva to send off in the mail. We were so excited to see the results. After about 3 months, we were shocked. My lizard was 51% Ashkenazi Jewish. He was also 48% West Asian. This was really interesting.
Wow, so
they also gave
Ashkenazi
us a little bit of
Jew
background.
So go ahead and stop it right there.
What he liked to eat,
dude,
et cetera.
Bro, when I was in Israel, I saw a couple of those Ashkenazi Jewish iguanas.
Yeah?
Lizard.
They're, lizard people?
Yeah, they actually, ooh, they wear a yarmulke.
I didn't know we were talking about lizard people in today's episode. Okay, but what are they testing? If they're testing a lizard, are they just making this up entirely? Or are all these people out there that are like, hey, guess what I just found out?
Well, everyone's
I'm 15% Greek.
Out, yeah.
Like, this is so exciting. Yeah. We're going to eat Greek food for Thanksgiving this year.
Yes, I've tied back. You know, I'm definitely connected to Native American and 16/10 Cherokee is what I found out.
You're Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. So
wow.
People really take this stuff to the bank. They take it really seriously. They really believe everything that gets sent back to them. So you're telling me that it might not be true?
I mean, if they're testing
a
lizard.
They just shake, like they just shake up a bunch of
no,
like,
they're throwing darts, like, man. They're like this. Like,
here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh. Gabe Blomgren is actually Swahili. Look at that. Who knew? That's incredible.
So,
aren't you proud? Happy?
I'm thinking this is the sound of just like put them all together, and then they put it in the mail, and then the guy brings it to you. Here's what you are. I would love it if it came back. I'm actually part lizard. The iguana was mixed up. Oh, that's probably what happened. What if somebody finds out they're part iguana? Will they believe it?
Well, I mean, we do have stories of the lizard people living under the Vatican. So
yep, Hillary
maybe,
Clinton.
Yeah, right.
Maybe so, they mixed up Hillary Clinton's DNA.
Maybe this is true. Maybe we are related to our cold-blooded reptilians.
Thank you for finding this. Between the girl with the seasonal and this, you're on a roll.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Good ones? Oh, please.
I'm not done yet.
This is great.
Because this is another great story
Chris
that we got to talk about.
So this is a good indicator.
It's a fun episode. We warned the audience about this. So Gabe, did you know?
His face turned bright red when I said period sweats. So
you said it again.
What? Why is his face is turning red? He's not even looking over at me.
All right, Gabe.
You knew this episode would be weird.
It's very weird. Did you know, Gabe, that saying good morning is actually racist? You can't say good morning to a black person. Did you know that?
So if I say good morning, sir, or good morning, ma'am,
that's racist. Not only is that racist, but you also just assumed their gender.
Wow. Okay, so it's a double no-no. So what am I supposed to say?
There's so much white privilege. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Top of the morning to you, Lassie.
We have white privilege.
Yeah. You're just a terrible person, I got to tell you. No, there was a TikToker who...
You found this at Snopes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Snopes...
They put out stuff?
No.
It's a claim.
It's a claim. This woman made the claim. She's an influencer.
Oh, so Snopes saying
she's
this
on
is
TikTok.
False.
It is false. So yeah, Snopes but actually did something right. There. But yeah, she's still putting it out there.
Which I'm telling you, today TikTok, Instagram, all these reels are creating a new lexicon and also like reality.
Because there's a lot of people that'll just watch this video and not do the research.
Her reality is what she thinks. This is, she's spewing this stuff out. So go ahead.
So what she is claiming, she did this video in April of 2024. And on this social media platform, she says, good morning came from good morning, as in your mourning, as in your grief stricken. Okay. And so she claims that what white slave owners used to do after they would kill a fellow slave, transfer them to another plantation, that after a heavy night of tears and sorrow from the black community, that the white slave owners would then greet them with good morning, like teasing them that they had such a horrible night. That is the claim of this influencer. Now, it has not only been completely debunked, it's been debunked by Snopes, which everyone who watches this show knows Snopes is like the worst leftist rag out there. So this is even too far for Snopes here.
Okay.
But just think about this, Gabe. This got out. She's got a large platform. And there are so many individuals who just watch that and now consider it to be the gospel truth. And so now you've got to be careful as a white man with white privilege. Yes.
Side, please. We have white privilege.
But you got to be careful because you might be offending somebody by just simply saying good morning to them.
I'm so like how... There's so many ways to offend people now.
I know.
We just have this world of offense. We're like, when are we going to stop?
Sounds like a great board game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're 3 for 3 on finding these things.
Four.
It's like you have another one?
No, those were 4 stories that we just got through, wasn't it?
Did I miss one?
Yeah, the car.
The gay seasons.
The 52% of Washingtonians.
The car story was a legitimate story. That actually... Yeah, I feel you there. It does show where Washington State is headed.
All right. Well, let's just move on to a little bit more of a serious subject.
Yes.
Talking about churches.
How many guys remember Mars Hill Church?
I remember it well.
Excellent church.
We used to have one in Spokane here, but
so there's two Mars Hills. There was one that was planted by Mark Driscoll, who I believe is the real representative of Mars Hill, and then there was Rob Bell.
Now, which one's the one that fell out of favor?
That's Rob Bell. Okay. Rob Bell actually said he believed in universalism where Satan even gets restored. So Rob Bell, he's definitely way out there. But Mark Driscoll was actually kicked out of his own church because he was so, what we would probably hear from the left, as toxic masculinity. He exhibited some pretty strong backbone moves, which got him labeled as kind of a way too egotistical leader. He may have some of that Donald Trump swag. That's kind of the vibe that I get from him. He's a little bit
in your face,
intense. Yeah. Like I'm talking like intense. But bro, somebody's got to eventually stand up to the Jezebel spirit happening in this nation. And this men's conference, I don't even know where this was. Like what state? Where was this even at?
So
I've seen the clip of him standing up at this. They've obviously invited him. Just so the backstory, they've invited him to be a speaker at this.
It was the James River Church, who's the lead pastor is John Lindell. And this is a stronger...
Where is the church?
I'm not sure where the church is located. You have to look that one up. Springfield, Missouri is what Chris is telling us. So they were having a stronger men's conference in Springfield, Missouri. And during the conference, now this is... over the top. This is the kind of stuff that we don't like seeing at churches, Gabe, because they bring in like monster trucks and they do all this. It's all hype and all gimmicks, right? But one of the gimmicks just so happened to be a former male stripper, a homosexual, who climbed a pole.
So is he
took
is
off
he,
his shirt, climbed a pole, former? And swallowed former? A sword.
He's former and acknowledged it.
He's a former stripper. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's the information coming out.
Still though.
So I mean, Gabe, let's just you're a pastor.
Yeah.
All right. And I come to you with this brilliant idea. What we're going to do is we're going to get a men's conference together, mm-hmm. and we're going to try to build strong males, right? This is the idea, right? Fathers need to be a part of their families,
right?
We need a strong male influence. The data shows that if a husband comes to the Lord, it's
the
like
whole family
the whole family does, right? If a mom does, it's not as high, all right? So we need to encourage strong men, right? You're in, right? You're on board?
Peter has a beard.
Sounds
James,
good.
John, Sons of Thunder.
All right, sounds good, okay? All right, we're going to bring in monster trucks, and we're going to bring in like really strong male. Remember the power team? Maybe we can get like a power team kind of thing going.
Dr. All right. Sherwood.
You in? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Also, I want to bring in a homosexual. He's a former stripper, and he's gonna climb a pole. He's not gonna pole dance or anything like that. He's gonna be
shirtless.
Yeah, you know, like on America's Got Talent, you know, they show how like strong they are on these poles. You in?
Well, no. Because it's like, seriously though, you watch the footage yourself, you'll see him on the pole, but you also see Mark Driscoll. So you're going to have to do two things at once, which is hard for the male species. But I do have to say this, a lot of homoerotic stuff going on. I don't think I would feel comfortable, especially being the guy on the front row. So go ahead and play this footage.
Let me do this. I've been up.
So the guy is taking off his shirt.
The reason I'm hoarse.
Actually, pause it. Just for a second. Pause it. Can we just play the video without sound just for a second? We'll do kind of a play-by-play. If you can kind of zoom in, because I don't want to do two things at once. I'm really dead serious that I can't do two things at once. Caleb knows that. He's even worse at it.
I'm way worse. So here he is. He's climbing the pole. Now, obviously, you got to be incredibly strong.
But he's shirtless.
He's shirtless, and he's doing a very weird, like you said, homoerotic performance.
Red. That's not from the footage.
No, that's him. But
that's him in his past.
Yes.
He was a male stripper and was a homosexual. He's very in shape, but okay.
A little disturbing. A little disturbing. So
let's go back. Let's go back. We'll hear the audio now with just Mark Driscoll speaking. Go back a little bit further. Go back. Right there. Just go there.
Has already been here.
Go ahead and get us Mark so we can see him.
The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men.
Some people are clapping.
In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club.
Some people are clapping.
That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a sword.
Somebody said, not my God.
Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
He gets kicked off.
So the pastor says, not my God. When he says, my God...
Well, and
descended, not ascended.
But he did both. And so I disagree with Mark Driscoll on this point. Yes. Did Jesus come down to die for our sins? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then he rose again. And then the disciples were witness as he got taken up into the sky. And he will descend again a second time when the whole world sees Jesus coming back.
But he had the courage to stand up. I don't think he's going to get an invite back to that conference.
No, Mark. So Mark Driscoll was actually kicked out. That's what you could see at the very end there. The other pastor, James. Yes.
Because he says, okay, James.
Yes.
He literally says at the end, says, okay, James. He's kicked out by the pastor.
And then
to me, actually shows really the second the pastor said that, he didn't push on.
No.
He respected it and left.
He left.
He
exactly. He said what he had to say. But here's the thing. James, this pastor, James Driscoll, or not Driscoll, that's the other guy, James Lindell, he actually tries to use Matthew 18 to push back against what Mark Driscoll said. He's actually making the claim that Mark Driscoll should have come to him first before he said anything. I completely disagree with that. And you and I might disagree here. I'm not sure. Yes, does Matthew 18 say if Gabe sins against me and I have an offense against him, I should go to him first? Absolutely. And then if Gabe doesn't respond, then I take it to the elders. And if nothing occurs, I take it to the church. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is 100% scriptural. But here's the thing. Here's the difference here. you brought a former male stripper who's a homosexual to do a very perverse act at your Stronger Men celebration. There were so many men that were seeing this, not only in the audience, but also on television.
Mm-hmm.
That needed to be corrected then and there.
Yes.
And Mark Driscoll was absolutely in the right for coming out and saying what he said.
It's interesting. He said he was up all night. So obviously it happened the night before. So in the moment, he actually didn't do it in the moment. So I'm not saying you're wrong, but I am pushing back against it. Maybe it would have been better to do it in the moment. Maybe he didn't have an opportunity to do, but part of me is thinking, hey, what kind of relationship does this guy have with that particular body? What does Mark have an actual relationship with this James pastor? To me, the actual first step should have been, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. Are you okay with me being honest about this? If he would have said, hey, I'll hear you out. But the thing is, had Mark done that, there might have been basically the conversation could have gone a direction where the pastor would have been maybe like, hey, you're not going to speak the next day. So he may have lost his opportunity to correct that publicly, which needed to happen. The body of Christ, everyone, including everyone on TikTok and all this, because some people are like, hey, this causes so much division. This causes so much infighting. There's a lot of this stuff going on. You and I have done stories where Easter service is like a full-on production, yep, where there's actually not strippers, but it's made to where it's futuristic and
overly
like
sexualized women.
Dancer women. Absolutely. And it's just like, there's so much of this going on. When is somebody going to stand up? Oh. So to me, this was what I believe God is going to use prophets in the sense of like Jonah was supposed to stand up to the sin. Samuel did. Other prophets came in and said, hey, this is an abomination. Jeremiah and other prophets stood up to the Pharisees and said, hey, this is not okay. To me, what he did, I think was warranted. And I'm like, there's a lot of people online are saying a bunch of different things, but
yeah, there's a lot of controversy on this. I think so. And here's another point as well. Regardless of how you feel about Mark Driscoll, you can at least acknowledge that this was the right move. I'm not asking you to celebrate everything that Mark Driscoll does or says. There might be issues that you take with some of the things, but when something like this occurs for the whole body, for the congregation, for the church, it needs to be corrected immediately.
For sure would have been somebody online. Somebody online would have posted, hey, this is inappropriate and made noise about it. I think it's better that a man of God steps up and does it.
And I would be, I completely agree.
Where are the pastors? Why was everyone silent? Yeah. There's probably 15 pastors, 20 minimum, yes, at that. Why didn't nobody say anything?
Well, I'm glad that one did. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe, but calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
President's former national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
This was sacred to God. This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.